tree that could not wake up. Trinky was a tree. It lived in a forest with thousands of other trees, and, like all the trees around it, it was always growing taller and taller as fast as all the other trees. Trinky had to do this because if it was left behind and the other trees got much taller than Trinky, then Trinky would not be able to see any light and would die. Because trees need lots of light to be able to live. They also have to have lots of leaves with which to catch the light, and because they have leaves, they have to have lots of water for the leaves to drink. So, if you think a tree stops where it touches the ground, you'll be quite wrong. Underneath the tree are the roots. These spread out everywhere under the ground to find water for the leaves. And because they spread so far, they keep the tree in one place. That is the reason trees cannot go for a walk like we do. But, on the other hand, when the wind blows very strong, the roots hold the tree in the ground so it does not fall over. The leaves on the tree stretch upwards towards the sky and spread out on either side on branches. But of course you know that. You must have seen lots of trees. Because they are so high in the air, when the wind blows in the winter, the air is very cold, and this makes the leaves shrivel up and die. So this means the tree can now go to sleep. Without leaves, it cannot use the light, and as there is not so much light anyway in the winter, the tree might just as well go to sleep. When the days start to get longer and the sun warmer, it wakes up the tree, and new leaves, very tiny at first, pop up along the branches. These leaves quickly become bigger and bigger, and the tree wakes up and begins to grow towards the sky again. That is how it works for most trees. But Trinky had a problem. The little green shoots on all the other trees started to appear the moment it started to get warmer after the winter, turning the trees from winter skeletons back into living vegetation. Except for Trinky. Looking along its branches, all one could see was smooth bark, without even a smudge of green to show Trinky could wake up. By now, all the other trees around Trinky had big, fully grown leaves that rustled in the wind and soaked up lots of sunshine, and Trinky could hear all the roots of the trees under the ground slurping up lots and lots of water. No matter how hard it tried, Trinky could not make its leaves come out. Even pushing hard along all its branches made absolutely no difference. And soon the other trees started to complain. Come on, Trinky, wake up. It's nearly summer. You're all bare and untidy without any leaves. And you're making the forest look a bit tatty. There was nothing Trinky could do. It just had to sit there and look out of place. When people went for a walk in the forest, Trinky was the first tree they pointed out to each other. Some of them even thought Trinky had died. But the man who owned the forest would walk around every few days. Trinky was very worried when he approached. If he thought Trinky was dead, he would take out his chopper and chop Trinky down. But each time he would grip Trinky's trunk, give it a shake, then he would smile and continue on his walk. By now all the other trees were getting annoyed with Trinky. You should be chopped down, you're all grey and yucky, snapped one. If you're ill, perhaps we will catch it, moaned another. I just don't like ugly things near me, a great big oak tree rustled its leaves in anger. Trinky just stood very still, listening to the insults whirling around it. It stood very still because something was happening. In the middle of its trunk, it could feel a warm glow. Over the next few days, the glow got warmer and warmer, until one morning, every one of Trinky's branches went bang. Little green shoots sprang out everywhere. And that was not all. They started growing into leaves like mad, much quicker than the other trees. Within a week, Trinky's leaves were rustling and Trinky was swaying in the wind with all the other trees. Some would even say Trinky was the handsomest tree in the forest. Trinky was so relieved it had woken up and spent most of the summer getting taller and taller to catch up with other trees. And even when autumn came and all the other leaves on all the other trees turned brown and gold, Trinky's leaves were still bright and green. "Look at that beautiful tree," a man cried. "It still has all its leaves, whilst the others are losing theirs." It was true. All the trees around Trinky were turning black to grey winter skeletons. Only Trinky was bright and green. The man who owned the forest smiled again, as he had at the end of winter. "That is a very special tree," he smiled. "It's always the last to wake up after winter, so it's always the last to go to sleep when winter starts." It was true. Every year, Trinky was always the last to wake up, and after winter, every year, when all the other trees had new leaves, Trinky struggled to wake up. The man who owned the forest could have told Trinky not to worry. It did not matter. It was late waking up. But no matter how clever they are, trees do not have a memory. That means they can't remember anything. So Trinky will have the same problem next year and will worry itself sick until the little green shoots appear again, as they always will. We could help Trinky by telling it not to worry, but that would not be of much use either, because trees don't have ears. That means Trinky would not be able to hear a word. Poor Trinky.